Sky Sports News Radio. On demand.
I'm here with Will Blackman from the Jacksonville Jaguars. You'll be here again with the Jags this autumn. Yes. Excited to be back?
I am. It's very, very cool. We were embraced very, very well last year. So I totally love that.
And do you think having the experience of being here, getting used to the time difference, to travel and all that, do you think that can be a positive advantage for you taking on the Cowboys?
It's never an advantage because it's always going to be tough. Just like playing in the humidity, you're used to it, but it's still very difficult.
Yeah. Do you feel like now you're coming back and you've signed up for a few years and stuff like that, do you feel like you're London's adopted team now? Do you feel like the country and the city is getting behind you a bit more?
I don't think we're adopted because we still have a family in Duval, Jacksonville. So we're not adopted. We're probably a cousin.
Yeah.
Our first cousin.
First cousin.
Yeah.
So you're London's cousin team.
There you go, yeah.
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 But you're feeling a bit more of a warm welcome now as you get over here every year.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Last year was the first year and we were welcome. So I think it would be really, really positive this time.
Yeah. Looking at the other side of it, you obviously lose a home game away from Everbank Field. Do you think that has a negative effect on your season at all?
Say it one more time.
You lose a home game, obviously, from playing in Jacksonville because you play over here. Does that have a negative effect on your campaign, not being, you know, in your usual surroundings and having all your fans?
It's tough because they love football in Jacksonville. You know, it's a football town, so I think they deserve every game.
Yeah.
But, for business reasons, I understand why they have international games. So,
and these games started off as a bit of a gimmick in Wembley and went from 1 to 2 and now to 3 in this 80, 90,000 sellout. Do you think it's going to keep on expanding?
I think this would be every year we'll have a game here. I don't know if Jacksonville, but whoever, they're going to continue doing that because it's a pretty cool idea.
Yeah. And over in America, how do the games come across there? Are they still taken seriously yet or do they still think it's a bit gimmicky?
I don't know. That's a really good question because it does look like almost like an all-star game, like a cool event, you know. Yeah. Although the game counts for real, you know. I think it's also too how people can watch the games. Yeah. You know, it's interesting.
We've got the Atlanta Detroit game this year is kicking off at 1:30 over here, so it'll be about 6:30 I think over in America. So it'll be a national game. I think that'll help raise the awareness in America.
I think so. It's important it to be streamed over there. That's a huge thing, you know. Yeah. You don't want to have an American football game played here and they can't watch it.
Yeah. A lot of players and even a couple of owners as well have suggested that there'll be a team based over here. Opinions very much divided. There's not many maybes. Either. Yeah. Yes, they will or no, they won't. Where do you stand?
It's a cool idea. I think there's a lot of factors that play into that equation that could make everyone happy. Obviously, it probably would work financially for the NFL. But, it's an interesting discussion.
And it surely have to be an expansion team as well. I can't see any team wanting to move over here.
Right.
So, under that circumstances, you think it could maybe work?
I don't know.
Non-committal.
Potential. No, I'm not going to say yes, because there are things that, there are a lot of factors that play into that, you know, so.
Obviously, the Jags are in a bit of a rebuilding phase now. How far along on that phase do you think you are?
I think we rebuilded from a mental aspect because we saw what it shouldn't look like. You know, you have to go through stuff. You know, to anywhere you have to go through adversity, and I think we did that. And we have a great leader in Coach Gus Bradley.
Yeah, and do you think he's well respected and he's making a lot of positive moves and a lot of positive noises as well? Do you think he's the right man for the job? And what pieces still need to be put in place?
Yeah, he's the perfect man for this job. He's an incredible, a rare individual, as I use all the time. And I think the piece that needed to be put in place is just the players. We need to take ownership and fully commit to his plan because he has a great plan.
Yeah.
And when we do that, and he can just sit back and watch, it'll be really cool.
And just another word on Wembley since we're here now. I mean, how does it look to you? How does it compare to other stadiums around the NFL?
Oh, I think this stadium's incredible, especially on game day. It's very, very liberating here. It's cool.
Yeah. And in the NFL, what's the best or the most atmospheric stadium that you've played in? Apart from your home one, of course.
No. I think the best atmosphere is probably Seahawks.
Seahawks. The 12s.
It's very, very loud, yeah.
And obviously, apart from you, because you're hoping for a bounce-back season next season, who are your Super Bowl favourites to make it next season?
Who are my Super Bowl favourites?
Who are your favourites to make the Super Bowl if you're not there?
have no idea. My own favorite.
It's a bit early to tell.
Huh?
A bit early to tell.
Yeah, I feel like every team has improved, you know, and yeah. I think, you know, we're going to play one game at a time, and obviously, essentially, that's the ultimate goal, but, you know, we want to still win one game at a time.
And what do you think is achievable for Jacksonville next season?
Sky's the limit, truly. I think if we just play as a team, a true team, you know, like San Antonio Spurs basketball is a true team. You know, Germany, that was a true team. You know, everyone played their role. They knew when it was their time to shine and their time to, you know, serve. And I think when we understand that, it'll be sky's the limit.
Sure. And did you watch much of the World Cup, soccer from Brazil?
Yeah, I watched it all.
And you saw how Team USA got the country swept along on that one. Is soccer going to now rise the way NFL is rising over here?
I think the difference, too, is you have that social media outlet that is the quickest way to reach another audience. And yes. I think that's what helped.
Yeah.
Because I don't think you would hear much if we didn't have Twitter or Instagram. You know, I think that truly helped.
Yeah. And I think the difference...
I think some people didn't even watch the game. They just followed it on Twitter and cheered.
Yeah. But I think having a successful Team USA helped as well, because they played pretty well and did the country proud as well, got everyone interested in it as well.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Sky Sports News Radio. On demand.